It is Tuesday, March 24th, and you have just joined the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And we're going to have Alex Jones in about 5 or 10 minutes at the break. And we're going to be hammering through some of this financial news, most having to do with the Give Act. But there's a lot more other than the Give Act. And getting a lot of emails on and off. They're like, oh, this didn't really happen. No, it passed through yesterday, and they're going to be discussing it tomorrow. And it's pretty much 90% all the way through. We're going to have Alex Jones come in and explain that. I mean, right here is the bill votes. And we had 74 yeas in the Senate House for this. This is the Give Act. Again, this is compulsory service for your children, for your children's children, and possibly you if you're in college or high school, depending on how quickly they put this program into place. So this should be a big eye-opener for anybody who actually thought that Obama, you know, was just going to put this in for soup kitchens. No, this is national compulsory service. Say it with me. National compulsory service. What that means is forced servitude for the masses. People should have been paying attention when he gave his fake State of the Union address. And he said that the nation was suffering from all the high school dropouts, and that that would no longer be an option to be a high school dropout. And then you find out in this bill that high schoolers are going to have to do 50 hours a year of compulsory service, forced servitude, to get them adapted and amalgamated into the system. And then in this bill, you will no longer be able to leave high school and pursue a career in whatever you would like or get a job. No, you will have to go to a secondary school, a forced secondary school. Now, if you do decide to go to college, you will still have to do 100 hours of compulsory service, forced servitude. Say it with me, forced servitude. So now you can pay a private institution $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 a year, depending on where you're going to school, and you will still have to be treated like a common criminal and do forced servitude. That's what the Give Act is. It is forced servitude. In case you didn't get it, okay? And everybody's acting like this is the best thing since breakfast. Let me just read you the first of all, this New York Times article tries to equate it with John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy never forced anybody to do anything. Following overwhelming House passage last week, the Senate tonight voted 74 to 14. Folks, there's 100 senators. 74 to 14. Think about that. That's crazy. On a procedural move that essentially guarantees a major expansion of a national service course, a cornerstone of volunteerism that date back to the era of President Kennedy. This has nothing to do with President Kennedy. This has nothing to do with the ideals of Kennedy. This has everything to do with bringing in a civilian national security force and getting everybody, every young person out there, every future, you know, business owner, every future homeowner, every future U.S. citizen to forcefully do their bidding, whether it's, you know, a soup kitchen, or you'll be on the side of the road picking stuff up, or you can join the youth corps. You know, and it's all disguised as good, but it really puts you into a state of national servitude. That's what this is. They're trying to round people up into these groups, forcing them and saying, no, you don't have a choice. And then incrementally putting different programs, more outrageous than the next, in after each other. It'll start with the soup kitchens. It'll start with help the homeless, clean up the streets, plant a tree, and it will end with tattletale on your neighbor and round people up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this with more news on the Give Act and more. Geithner wants powers to wind down firms like AEG. After this.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients. as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Joined by the original Info Warrior, Alex Jones, to go over this H.R. 1938 bill, the Give Act. And basically this passed yesterday, Alex, 74 to 14 before the House, or I'm sorry, the Senate. Already passed in the House last week. We covered that. And tomorrow they're going to be doing some other hearing in the morning for the finalization of this act.
Yeah, they've got to merge it with the House version.
Okay. Now, how does that work? A lot of people are going to ask.
Well, I mean, you have the House and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And they pass versions of bills, and then they have to, just like with a budget, get the two to agree upon it.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways they can do that. But I mean, look at the way it's passing. 321 to 105 in the House. And what was it? 74 to...
14.
Yeah, 74 to 14 in the Senate. So, I mean, they're doing this. And the issue here is... When the New York Times and others report on this, it's expanding national service. You know, they come out and report on it like it's really no big deal and don't mention what is actually in the bill. But if you read the PrisonPlanet.com article that Paul wrote last week that has quotes from the bill, it says it sets up a federal agency to prepare. Let me find the exact quote here. The participants for mandatory service requirement for all able young people to be developed. And then you dovetail that with Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce, this million person army. Mm-hmm. Defense Department Directive 1404.10. And it says management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees either voluntarily or involuntarily or on an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. And this talks about conscription here as well. So this is to, they have it where middle schoolers have to serve, high schoolers have to serve, and then 3 months a year, 18 to 25, you have to serve. And this is what Rahm Emanuel wrote about in his book. It's what he's given speeches about. It's what Obama's talked about. It's what the federal government's been setting up for decades. The Pentagon had a commission when Bill Clinton left office 8.5 years ago saying we've got to have a national draft. And so they don't call it a draft. It's just compulsory service, but it's military. And then they're also going to have in it here, they're going to have Clean Energy Corps, Education Corps, Healthy Futures Corps, Veterans Service Corps, National Civilian Community Corps. And it's also in the bill that no one has any free speech once they're conscripted. And so there's a gag order on political speech. And it says that it's going to be, we've been saying a million man, it's a 7 million. They say in the bill, 7 million. And Paul Watson's written a story about this. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now about the national slavery bill. This is more than a draft or conscription for a certain age of men. This is slavery.
Yeah, it's forced servitude.
This is forced servitude, indentured servitude. And so we've got all this going on. I mean, sometimes things hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, when I freak out and flip out sometimes on air, that's real, folks. I mean, I know what this means. I know this fits into their larger plan. It means they're really going to try, and it looks like pass, because of the way this passed by huge numbers. They've got bills to ban semi-automatic handguns and rifles. They've got bills to ban gun shows. They've got bills to do psychological testing on everybody before they can own a gun, federal licensing, turning a right into a privilege. And they're doing it all.
Yeah,
they're doing it all. And watching them, they're going to need a stage terror attack. And I can just see the tea leaves, the writing on the wall, just like I did before 9/11, that I'm sure they're going to stage big terror attacks now. I'm sure they're going to launch more wars. And we're facing something we haven't seen since Hitler or Stalin. And it's right here in America. And I have a family. And it just makes me so angry to know that this is really happening. And just to see that our own, quote, alternative media or patriot movement hasn't made a bigger deal about this. I'm freaked out that we're the main people covering this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, let's look at Obama. He got up on stage with his fake State of the Union a couple months ago, and he said, you know, this country's going down, and it's because of all these high school dropouts. And then he said that was no longer going to be an option. And then he said that the people out of high school would no longer have the option just to leave high school, that they would be forced into a secondary school, whether that be college or a trade school or something like a BOCES in high school. Now, they're going to have to set those things up. This seems to be part of this.
Yeah, well, that's how they're pushing it, is we're going to make you go to college. But if you read it, they're going to decide what you do in social engineering, and most of it's military.
Yes.
7 million people in the bill, and then this weekend, 13 million of us people knocking on doors, will you pledge to support Obama to save the country? So it's clear, if you don't pledge, see, you're the person hurting the country, not the bankers. And, yeah, it's all about high school dropouts causing the problem. It's not the bankers. Openly setting, I mean, I just did an hour-long interview with the National Post, one of the biggest papers in Canada. Mm-hmm. And the guy had to admit, he goes, no, I know everything you're talking about is documented. They've announced they're putting troops on the streets of Canada and England and the U.S. This is global. This is the same management plan, the same team, and they're openly announcing global currencies. We'll pay our taxes to a new bank of the world. It's nightmarish. I can't believe that it has to happen, that the public doesn't know what tyranny is and doesn't understand that this is tyranny. I mean, we don't have time to screw around anymore, man. This isn't just some boss hog tyranny, some corruption, which would be bad enough. This is scientific, oppressive crap. And the federal government in the last 6-7 years has hired former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, before he died, to consult on this. England's announced 66,000 spies to spy on their neighbors. They hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB. I mean, they're really doing
looking for an intelligence czar. That's what they were with the KGB guy. They're like, ooh, well, how can we set up an intelligence czar here at home? And you talking about military and schools, I got this story out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and this is just from today, folks. Despite protests, DeKalb County proceeds with Marine School, and this is going to be a high school in partnership with the U.S. Marine Corps.
Well, already under the stuff they passed a few years ago where the recruiters are in the schools by law every hour of the day and, quote, talk to them during the recess. Mm-hmm. And it's just troops in there. And then it's come out in the news. They threaten them with jail. They say, by law, you must sign the agreement to join the Marines next month when you graduate. And the kids are being told by a guy in a uniform. A few of them are smart and record them in Houston and Denver and New York. And then they end up promoting the people that get caught doing this, lying, saying you've got to join. And all over the country, I didn't see that new one, in Chicago and L.A., they're turning public schools into, quote, military schools. And so they dumb everybody down. They bankrupt everybody. They get everybody on welfare, on Prozac, whatever. They want you institutionalized. They get you in debt. And now they're literally, this is like an amalgamation of Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, and Mao. I mean, this is the, it's so over the top. I mean, it's so, I keep saying it. I cannot describe how bad this is. I cannot describe how un-American this is.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Read folks that article.
Yeah, let me just read them a little section out of it. The DeKalb Marine Corps Institute will be the first of its kind in Georgia and joins an expanding network of such schools nationwide. The first public military academy opened in Richmond, Virginia in 1980, and more than a dozen now exist in places from New York to Wisconsin. But I'm going
and see,
to
now when they CPS a kid, they just put them into the military academy. Universal Soldier, you know, that movie with Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what this is. Mm-hmm. I mean, this country's screwed, man. I mean, look, they shipped the drugs in. They paid people not to have their husbands in the house, in the communities. They broke down the society. The country now has 50% illegitimacy, and the state is their mommy and their daddy. I mean, they are really doing it, Jason.
No, they really are. And, you know, outside of all these bailouts, now Geithner and Bernanke, you know, the U.S. Treasury head and the head of the Federal Reserve are now saying that they want the power to dissolve agencies like AIG just to take them down. Like totally nationalizing them. We've already seen a nationalization.
But it's not really that. It's the private Federal Reserve with U.S. money is just taking them over.
Yeah, it's really.
And then Congress says, where's the trillions? And they say, we're not going to tell you. So, folks, this is just as bad as tyranny gets, total looting, total robbery. And even I hope it's not as bad as I analyzed. I hope it's not as bad as we think. And it's worse. I mean, you know, that's the thing is you're like, my God, these people are for real.
They're absolutely for real, and we just got done watching that Obama speech that was on television. He got called out by one of the reporters about this, you know, China talking about doubt in the dollar as the world reserve currency and the creation of a global super currency. And he tried to avoid the global super currency. The guy had to ask the question at the very end, and he's like, oh, well, we're working with world leaders, and the G20's coming
up. Yeah, they won't
up.
Say what officially they want, but in all their own press releases, they say new world currency.
Yeah, well, for example, the IMF quantitative.
It's already issuing a super currency.
Yeah, the quantitative easing. They don't tell you. What's not really discussed about in that article is that the people that are talking about this global currency are members of the U.S. Treasury Department, but they're just not named. It literally says officials from the U.S. Treasury Department are asking the IMF to print a
global
currency.
Do me a favor. Leave that for me on the show tomorrow from 11 to 3. Burmese, I'm going to let you do your own show. I'm pretty exhausted. Mm-hmm. Been up here all day and did a lot of interviews, but I appreciate you. And folks, we got to just persevere and fight through this. I mean, it's bad, but because it is so over-the-top bad, it should be pretty easy to expose this and fight it. Go out, speak to your city councils, get everybody aware, your state legislatures more than ever. Tell the public schools your kids aren't going to do community service for the federal, because this is a federal curriculum.
Yeah.
And
this is forced servitude for your children, in case you're not listening.
No, they're turning all the schools into military academies.
Middle school. We're talking about your 12-year-old.
Listen, I have the Philadelphia Daily News in 2002 said a division of AmeriCorps, Secure Corps, they trained the high school juniors and seniors with M16s and how to go door-to-door and run fugitive apprehension. I mean, they're literally training. They're going to train the kids to go after us. Imagine they're dumb, they're ignorant, they're young, they got machine guns.
They're cocky.
And then meanwhile, we got MIAC reports, and it comes out that the Army was watching us up in Dallas in their own documents.
The end the Fed protest.
I mean, it's just Twilight Zone, man. The government is run by criminals. Criminals have hijacked the country. What are we going to do about it? Well, they know we're waking up to their tyranny, so they're moving with military force to try to physically come in and block the American people from ever taking our government back and bringing these globalists to justice. But that's basically it, Jason. You're doing a fabulous job. And the Obama deception, folks, get it on DVD. It exposes who this guy really is. It kills his cult of personality. You please get the Obama deception at InfoWars.com.
It's the hottest viral video out right now. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception, completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 923.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 950.13, 475.07 for the half ounce, and 237.53 for the quarter ounce. That's 950.13, 475.07, and 237.53.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
"We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded."
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I say the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed.
Alright folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. You know, I didn't even know this about the bill. It's something I was kind of reading in passing while the guys threw it up on the screen. This bill is also going to make September 11th a designated day of service and remembrance. So this will be a day when the youth corps are out in full force. Do you understand? So when a guy like me gets together with thousands of other guys like me down at Ground Zero, we might just be dwarfed by the thousands of people in some compulsory service outfit, some youth corps Stasi outfit. And they're going to be, "We're the real patriots." I mean, give me a break. You know, for them to put that into the bill too, disgusting. Let me read something an excerpt off of BarackObama.com/issues/service. If you think we're making this up, folks, we're not. Obama and Biden will set a goal that all middle and high school students do 50 hours of community service each year. And we'll establish a new tax credit that is worth $4,000 a year in exchange for 100 hours of public service. Wow. Thanks so much, huh? See, it's all about a tax credit. They're trying to help you. And for the average person, you know, that's a $40 an hour gig. You know, $4,000's not, you know, chicken scratch. It's not chump change. It's a little bit of cashola. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are going to fall for it on that face. So if you're not 18 to 25 and you still want to get involved with this compulsory service deal to save a little buco bucks, people are going to do it. I mean, that's the bottom line, folks. People are blinded. I mean, I had to listen to Obama say that the dollar was strong today when he was asked about China not having any confidence in the currency. And he starts talking about the G20 and how he just met with Australia's Kevin Rudd. And, you know, he met with, whatchamacallit, Gordon Brown. And, you know, the guy then asks him, there's Gordon. The guy then asks him, well, what about the global currency part of it, Mr. Obama? And Barack's like, oh, I don't think there's a need for a global currency. Let's move on. I mean, literally that quick. I don't think there's a need for a global currency. So they're not going to, you know, again, he says one thing and does the complete opposite. So don't be shocked when 18 months down the line, they admit that they printed some global currency in secret. Because it'll eventually be admitted that it's completely printed up and it's all about a global government. But until people, you know, demand the truth, demand the answers, they will still, you know, hide in the darkness. That's the bottom line, folks. We're going to take calls starting in the next segment. It is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. At the top of the next hour, I'm going to have Robert Wanick, one of the youngsters for 9/11 Truth, and really not that young. He's in high school, but, you know, I wish I had as much fervor as he does now when I was his age. Maybe I could have got some things done before 9/11, woken myself up. But he's done some very, very amazing things. We're going to cover a few stories, including that principal that slammed the kid a couple times. We played that video last week on the Info Warrior. Let's blitz through a little bit more of this news because I got a stack of it in front of me. This is an example right here of how we can change things. Out of Jackson, Mississippi, stops enforcement with red light cameras. Now, they put in all these red light cameras. If you run the camera, all of a sudden you get a ticket. People wised up and made it illegal. They said, no, this is an invasion of privacy. We're taking it out. We're taking it down to Chinatown. We don't want them here anymore. So I believe as of October 1st, all of these cameras have to be gone. And a lot of people challenged the tickets, but of course the guy in Jackson, Mississippi is like, now people will lose their lives because we're bowing down to populist politics. The truth of the matter is that through these cameras, they brought in $53,000 in fines. So he's more worried about the $53,000 than he is about the lives, folks. I can guarantee you that. That's what that's about. Now, what was I talking about with, where was it? With this China talking about, you know, a new world reserve currency. Well, Raw Story did this report, and this is a bunch of stuff that, you know, both Alex Jones and I have been covering the last 2 or 3 weeks. And basically, the governor of the People's Bank of China, I can't pronounce his name, argued that what he called a super sovereign reserve currency would not only eliminate the risks of inherent in currencies such as the dollar, which are backed by only one credit of issuing country and not by gold or silver, but would also make it possible to manage global liquidity. It's about a global government. It's about a global currency. Okay, don't you get it? It's everywhere. These are linked to Reuters articles and the Times Online. I mean, this isn't alternative media. This is mainstream press. So we'll be back with your phone calls after this. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And this is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I wanted to cover this story. I've been talking about it this week. Supreme Court hears arguments over anti-Hillary movie. Now, they're saying that the decision won't be passed out until June for some reason. I don't quite understand why. But they're saying things like, oh, we'll finally find out whether or not you have the right to write something and publish it. In other words, they're trying to say that free speech doesn't cover literature or films. And that is just absolutely ridiculous. It is, I mean, I just can't even believe it. I mean, the test is, this is an excerpt for the article. The test does not depend on the length or the way it's communicated, Deputy Solicitor General Malcolm Stewart said. But Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is often the key vote in any majority decision, suggested the court may be in a position to strike down a key part of that law. If we think the application of this is unconstitutional, I don't know how it would be unconstitutional, then the whole statute should fall. I mean, it is just beyond ridiculous. Justice Anton Scalia, who was consistently ruled against restrictions on campaign speech, rhetorically asked the government lawyer if the First Amendment covers the right of any individual to write to publish. Of course it does. Scalia. You're a Supreme Court justice. Of course the First Amendment protects everyone to write and publish. Give me a break. So it's kind of weird to me that they're going over this thing. I've got to see this movie. I don't know if it's really out there or not, but I'm going to look into it. And for them to say that they're going to rule in June, I mean, what could they possibly rule by June? I mean, I hope that they rule that the First Amendment is the First Amendment. We can make whatever movies we'd like and put them out there. I mean, that's the real deal. That's what we should be doing. It's our biggest tool in the info war. And they want to take that away from us. It's not just about regulating the internet. It's also about regulating free speech everywhere. The internet's where we're having the most effect. And I mean, that's why the Obama deception is the number one viral video out right now. You really can't go anywhere on the web without hearing about it, which is proof in this op-ed piece. This is a six-pager, folks, and it's printed out much more. It's six pages on the web. It's just a glowing review by John Kasumi for the Obama deception, a very timely picture that is exposing what's going on right now. Right now. You know, and this Obama Deception 2 or the second installment that they're beginning to work on right now, it's going to go over the IMF's quantitative easing program, a.k.a. global supercurrency. It's going to go over what happens at the G20. It's going to go over what happened at Davos. It's going to go over Gordon Brown proposing a new global New Deal, something that Tarpley talked about months and months and months ago, saying that the Obama administration was going to administer this. But, I mean, it's just as good that Gordon Brown's doing it. All right, I told you I'd go to your calls, and I'm going to do so. The call line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you're coming through real, real soft, actually. I can barely hear you.
Is that right? You guys hear that over there? That I'm coming through really soft? I'm telling my tech guys right
actually,
now.
Actually, when I was on hold, just to make sure that it wasn't my phone line, I clicked over and I got a dial tone, and the dial tone was perfectly loud, so it must be on your end.
All right, well, we'll try to fix it. Hopefully I'm not low over the radio. What's your question or comment?
Basically, I was just going to touch on that compulsory military service. I actually, after I heard that on the air, I ended up heading down to the local grocery store to pick some stuff up, and you know, I happened to make a comment about it to somebody in line, and literally, like, 25, 30 people, everybody within earshot just stopped doing what they were doing and looked over at me like, what? They can't do that. I was like, it's the government, man. It might be unconstitutional, you know, to the bone, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try to get away with it. I mean, look at everything that the Bush White House did. You know, they did, you know, many practices that were completely unconstitutional.
Well, this administration is simply an extension of that one, dude. Yeah, I mean, this administration is simply an extension of that one. I mean, they didn't give up any of the war powers, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. They gave up nothing. They expanded upon it. And now, with this GIVE Act, when you're telling middle school students that they have to be a part of compulsory service, this is a 12-year-old, my man, a 12-year-old. You're indoctrinating kids who are prepubescent into this system. It is absolute lunacy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely crazy, the brainwashing that goes on. I mean, and it's frightening when you see, you know, on the Obama deception, those children that are, you know, part of the brigades that, you know, the whatever hand motions they're doing and yelling out, yes, we can. It's like,
and that's all because
God.
Of one bad teacher. Can you imagine
it's
when it's an actual national program?
Into their heads at such a young age. They just, you know, like they... Humanity just doesn't have a chance anymore. I mean,
I still think
I
we have a chance.
That, but I mean, when you have something hammered into your head when you're that young, you know, it's like you kind of don't have a chance.
Well, I hope we do have a chance, but I hear where you're coming from. I thank you for the call, my man. All right, let's jump to Dan in Florida. Dan, what's on your mind? Yes, Dan.
What's up, Jason? I saw you had a UFC shirt on, right?
Yeah, I got my UFC shirt on.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show on TV and stuff like that. But just to get to my questions, can you hear me?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, actually, you are coming through really soft. I was going to say the other guy might have been his phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you're coming through so soft, dude, that I can barely even hear what you're saying.
Well, hopefully we'll get that fixed by the next segment, man.
Go ahead and do, Jason. I just got two quick questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first one was about, you know, this is, it's kind of an interesting thing. I'm sure, you know, some people will be interested. Alex actually posted a video on Infowars.com, I'm going to say about 7 days ago, Mm-hmm. And it was about how the FBI basically came into you guys' place and they were asking you guys questions and things like that. Mm-hmm. And if you're legally able to talk about that, and if you're comfortable to, mm-hmm. Can you go ahead and do that? The second question, and I'll just take them off the air because I can't even hear you.
Sure.
Okay. I seriously can barely hear you.
All right, man. I'm sorry.
The second one was about the internet being shut down. Obviously, that's a breaking story you guys just covered on Infowars.com. I think it was either a day or two ago. Mm-hmm. That is a massive story, in my opinion. Shutting down the internet is huge. I mean, mm-hmm. if you can actually cover that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do what I can. Let me.
You guys were talking about. Actually, there was a video on there from, I think it was June of 2008, July 2008, where Alex basically, you know, called it out. And I wanted to talk to Alex, actually. I mean, you're cool to talk to, too. I was going to talk to both of you guys. But, you know, it's, you know, I wanted to catch him before he left. Unfortunately, he already left.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you guys were talking about the maps of this stuff being outlined across the globe.
Yes.
And also, there's another thing I have written down here. Also, some articles. If you could, you know, list some articles about, you know, how they're talking about, you know, bringing in the internet too,
sure.
and things like that. And sure. if you could just briefly touch on those two things, I appreciate it, man.
All right, you got it. All right. So the first one is the FBI in the office. Well, as far as the FBI coming to the office, unfortunately, we don't really regulate the comments or the forums pages. You know, it's pretty much free speech there. I mean, we try to cut out all the racist stuff and. You know, the just the unbelievable dialogue that gets put there for some reason. So because of that, you know, and who we are, we're heavily monitored. And sometimes, you know, people make comments on these things and, you know, the FBI does come in and they really came in and it seems like they overstepped their bounds, didn't they, Alex? I mean, now that you're stepping
I was out of the room. Mm-hmm. I heard the guy saying he couldn't hear you on air. We went and listened on the FM.
Yeah.
And I went and listened on the internet. You're booming.
Yeah, no, I'm booming there, but it's only with the callers. The callers can't hear me when they put me through.
Well, that may be the Genesis phone system.
Yeah.
They need to check that. We also have our own phone system here. But, yeah, we need to have them tweak that. You know, they just set up your board a few weeks ago, so there may be some issues. Are all the callers saying they can't hear you?
Yeah, the two so far, but this is the first time we've had the problem.
Well, the network needs to check that themselves. Maybe they should call in themselves.
I'm talking to them right now.
Yeah, yeah. Put them on the air and find out. But mm-hmm. no, I mean, well, just don't take calls in. Cover news.
All right.
What were you talking about with the FBI?
He was asking about when you discussed the FBI coming into the office, what they came in for. And I was trying to say that,
you know, people always ask these questions. We got an FBI subpoena.
Mm-hmm.
And the subpoena tells us not to talk about the subpoena. And 9 times out of 10, when the feds come after somebody, they get you on procedures. Violating a federal subpoena order,
mm-hmm.
or they get you for lying to the FBI. Okay? So that went on. And then separate from that, they started asking us where our servers were
mm-hmm.
and started randomly calling people around the office. And then I went on air and talked about it, and people were like, oh, sure, the FBI. Folks, the MIAC report, we broke that. The police send us this where they're saying we're all terrorists. The Army, with the phone numbers, and we called them, and people have called them, it's confirmed, is spying on the End the Fed protest, and we're specifically in Texas going after us in Dallas with the Army watching us. I mean, at Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia, you know, we had cars following us. We had people coming up to us at the hotel saying, you want to attack federal buildings with us? And these were feds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is a New World Order battling show. This is real. This is going on. But I'm not going to violate the subpoena and get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly some other investigation of something separate. But that's why I went ahead and launched the Obama deception early because of some of the things that were going on there.
Yeah, just to make sure. And then the other question the guy was asking about Internet 2, you know, we've talked about Internet 2 a lot on your program and my program. He said a couple days ago you talked about an article talking about the Internet being dead yet again. But certain parts of the Internet are already being restricted in Australia. There's a big blacklist page just like there is
in China.
Well, I
mean,
if
you just Google Australian government announced Chinese-style Internet censorship, that's the major paper
yeah.
saying that. And the government's proud of it.
Yeah.
And then we've got Jay Rockefeller saying the Internet needs to be shut down and we'd be better off without it.
I mean, they banned WikiLeaks.
But the way they're doing this is a cocktail. They're taxing the web. They're regulating the web. They're ending net neutrality. So the web, how it works, you know, between the different hubs, they're saying that internet service providers can block whoever they want down to a few thousand sites. Already Comcast is doing that in Canada. Time Warner's testing it for 2 years in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Government free Wi-Fi that we pay for with government, you know, tax money we pay. All over the world, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are blocked. So, I mean, Google and Yahoo and others in China, they run the censorship for the government.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just systems they're turning on here. You know, we wrote a story yesterday at Infowars.com with the free link to the best YouTube version of the Obama deception, explaining that the first day it came out, it was number one on YouTube. And that was another version of it,
mm-hmm.
Some cruddy upload. But that's okay. The point is that then we watched how the other number one video would have 150,000 views. We would have 170,000 views in one day on a video, and it wouldn't be anywhere in the top 100. And people that did get it in the top 100, they would suddenly knock it out and take, you know, they'd be like number one. They wouldn't go to number two or number three the next day. They would just be out of it, and they took their little ribbons away.
Mm-hmm.
And we've experienced this over and over again. So it is being censored. It's simple. We can look at our number of views, and it's bigger than the video that is in the top running, and so we've been knocked out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this internet censorship's going on everywhere, just like they are passing the national draft right now for women and everybody else, and people are still in denial. What we report is what's going on here.
Yeah.
Just like they're still saying, I made up the MIAC report when the governor's defending it, now apologizing, and Ron Paul's writing letters, and it's in the Associated Press. I made that up, too.
And it's being commented all over in the mainstream media now, too.
MIAC, but people are still writing stories saying I made it up. And I'm not getting into how we're attacked. It's just this intensifying. You know, on December 31st, 2000, or 1999, going into January 1st, 2000, I've been doing 6-7 hours radio straight on Genesis with a simulcast feed on all the shows. My wife runs in. She's watching ABC News, and she says they just announced a missile's been fired from Russia at the U.S.
Yeah, I remember that.
We ought to dig that up and play that somewhere.
I've listened to it before, actually. It's out there. It's on YouTube.
No, you mean me talking about it?
Yeah.
I mean the ABC News report.
Oh.
So I run in. I go, folks, I'm going off the air to check this. And they announce, yes, a missile's been fired. So I come back and I go, I don't know what they're talking about. They're at NORAD. They say this has happened. ABC News. And then she comes in and goes, oh, they said it was a Scud missile. And it was some stage deal because they had Russians at NORAD and were showing how the system worked, and they were all laughing next.
Mm-hmm.
And then the PSYOPers moved and said Alex made up a missile fired from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So see how that works? So the PSYOPs are out saying I made up the MIAC report.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, we didn't sneak into Bohemian Grove, or that was staged. Or I guess we didn't make the Obama deception, or our web ratings are fake. You know, I guess we aren't, you know, rated number 6,000 when Limbaugh's like 10,000 on Alexa with Infowars.com. Or I guess we, you know, really... But again, why this upsets me is it's not about Alex Jones. I'm not upset that people are attacking me. I'm upset that all hell is breaking loose. Tyranny is taking over. And probably 30-40% of our, quote, movement, it's like high school again. I couldn't wait to get out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about he said, she said, cliques. Who's your favorite, the jocks or the skaters? I didn't give a damn. I hung out with everybody. It's the same thing here. Is that, folks, we don't have time to screw around. We don't make any of this up. You know, I didn't know Burmese had that article researching today that they're turning hundreds of public schools into military academies. And he goes, oh, yeah, I've got one right here. You know, and that was mainstream news. What was that out of?
That's
Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Yeah, yeah, but there's AP articles about it as well.
Yeah, yeah, well, I ran out with that to give it to the producer on the desk. But I see
this
AJC.
One. Yeah, this is right out of the local news.
It says AJC on the top right there.
Yeah, the Atlanta Journal.
Yeah, no, that's Atlanta Journal Constitution. In fact, show folks that article right there.
We can.
I mean, I'm not making this up. This is real. And show it to them again. They're going to say it doesn't exist. You got to show it to them carefully, or they'll live in denial. And I just can't take it anymore, folks. They are setting up a bank of the world. They are robbing us. They have built FEMA camps.
They are going to charge us a carbon tax. That's what this is about.
I'll tell you what's scary. I talked to emergency managers in Illinois, Texas, Indiana, and New York. And we just talked to another guy, and he's got photos and videos. This is what I'm in here watching, of mass graves and mass concrete vaults for dead bodies. And then I have the Rocky Mountain News from 2002 headline, Governor, the exact headline was like, Governor discusses mass incinerators. And it said they can burn 15,000 bodies an hour or something. You know, I'm not making that up. You know, that's like when I read the, what I mentioned earlier, when I read the Philadelphia Daily News, and it says a division of AmeriCorps Secure Corps is training high schoolers with M16s to run checkpoints and warrant service and fugitive apprehension. Or when I read some Iowa newspaper where it says they're going to go door to door doing mock gun confiscations and I have the colonels on. I mean, I'm sorry, this is reality. You know, but it isn't about Alex Jones. You know, but see, people don't want to hear this. So they're going to say, no, it's that guy. He's the bad one. He's the one that took my 401k. He's the one.
Well, the elite will do anything to blame shift it to the people.
It's not even the elite, man. They have trained people to be cowardly chicken necks. They have trained people to not be able to deal with reality. Look, I'm out of here. I got to go and get some sleep.
All right, we'll be back after this. This is the Info Warrior.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
And we are in trouble, folks. I mean, they're passing mandatory compulsory service acts called the Give Act. The Give Act. It sounds so great. The Give Act. We're going to have Robert Wanick, by the way, at the top of the hour. We're going to continue to take your calls. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me. Let's jump to BL in Texas. BL, are you there? Yes, sir.
Yeah, the phone audio levels jumped up when Alex was on. So
Excellent. Now, BL, are you the one that sends all the tapes over our way? You there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay, well,
I guess fiction. I guess that they can't hear you.
Thank you for I got my Obama deception today. I already gave one to the manager of Blockbuster. A bunch of people in there were, as the Watsons would say, gobsmacked when I told them about the National Compulsory Service Act bill that passed. And appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man.
I just watched it. It's really, really a good tool to wake up people that have no background in what we all know.
Well, thank you, man. All right, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you. If that is the BL I'm thinking of, folks, he's a big part of this operation. He sends us a lot of news clips, stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of news. He's a true info warrior, and it's probably BL. It is the BL. He just gave me, I think, mid-February to the end of March to go through, and me being a big junkie of information and an archive junkie, I'm just completely and totally excited. Glenn, I would love to talk to you about the Give Act, but you can't hear me, so I'm not going to be able to take your call.
Yeah, right. Alex, excuse me, Jason, let me make two quick points if I can, even though I can't hear you.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, first off, I've been trying to go over the Give Act. Mm-hmm. It's a variation, modification of the old civilian community corps going back to FDR. Two interesting things about it. First off, it changes the wording in it. Mm-hmm. The wording that has changed from the House to the Senate version, they have changed the wording from core camps to core campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And they've changed the wording from a camp commander or camp supervisor to a campus director. I have the feeling these re-education campuses won't have very many toga parties. And secondly, going through the actual bill itself, one of the things pointing towards slave labor, somebody wants to set up a nonprofit organization building homes for the poor. Well, what happens is that they can build the homes, but doesn't mean they can sell them to people of certain economic group. Doesn't mean they can't make a profit. The only thing it's that leads to is that they can't. They got 12 months to spend the profit. So
basically, they're setting up these private organizations.
Nonprofit organization and sell homes, build homes to the poor. They can still make money off of it using slave labor through this.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. I wish that you could hear me. You got it, Glenn. Again, having some phone issues, but he's saying that they changed the wording from camps in the first version, the House bill, to now campuses. So instead of camps, they're campuses, and instead of camp directors, they're campus directors, trying to probably integrate this Give Act.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. This is classic re-education camp. This is total Soviet takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is just bring the caller up. You can hear them. Let them make their one-minute point and hang up on it and comment, and we'll just hope that Genesis fixes that. But you got to call Ted tomorrow. It won't get fixed.
Okay, you got it, Chance.
I'm going to finally leave.
I love you, buddy. All right, we'll be coming back at you in the second hour with Robert Wanick, a youngster for 9/11 Truth, a true info warrior out there. And then we're going to cover some news, and maybe we can take some calls. We'll see. We'll be back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee, we're all gonna die. All right, folks. We have a true info warrior youngster who educated himself and then took the initiative to educate others, Robert Wanick, on the line. Robert, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Yourself, Jason?
I am doing good. For people not that familiar with you, why don't you tell them how you awoke to 9/11 truth and then the incident with your, I believe it was your senior photo, correct? Or not your senior photo, but your class photo.
Yeah. Well, basically the thing that... That made me wake up to the globalization and the whole power structure as a whole was school itself, and the hit pieces our science class would run on September 11th. They would our science teacher would show hit pieces on the physics of 9/11, but I saw through them eventually and did my own research and came to realize the truth about 9/11. Which led me to realize the whole truth about the New World Order and how schools are used as a tool to craft our minds into the New World Order. And as soon as I started becoming aware of this stuff, I started bringing it to school in a nonviolent way, in a non-aggressive way, not getting in the way of any learning. Like one way was I wore a 9/11 Truth Now shirt for my sophomore photos. And the principal decided that he would go out of his way to call the photo company and have them Photoshop a black shirt on me so that no one would be able to see my 9/11 Truth Now shirt. And that's just one of the various methods they use to stifle dissent in the school. Like, they don't want you to express yourself through your clothing, and they definitely don't want you to express yourself through your voice. So that's just one of the many things that's happened in the indoctrination of school that I attend.
Yeah, now most people would have just taken it and laid down and said, I don't want to get into any more trouble, I don't want to get on the radar. You took this directly to his attention and said that this was unacceptable, correct?
Correct. First, we attempted to call him ourselves, me and my parents, because luckily enough I have my parents fighting on my side with me, mm-hmm. which is an advantage. But we called him and left messages. He didn't reply. So I decided I'd make a video about it on YouTube, showing my censored photos, showing my 9/11 Truth Now shirt, and just basically telling the story. And I put the school's number up so that supporters could complain and attempt to get the original photo published. Mm-hmm. And it led to the publication of the photo after he'd gotten thousands of phone calls and hundreds of letters. It led to the publication of the photo in the yearbook.
It shows that, you know, you can have an effect if you do speak up and say that, you know what, I'm not going to take this. I do have a First Amendment right. Just because I'm a student doesn't mean I'm a slave. However, with this new Give Act, they are literally trying to indoctrinate students into servitude with 50 hours of community service each year for middle schoolers. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's actually pretty scary. What they're saying now is you can really compare this to like the Hitler Youth Brigades and what Obama's trying to implement now, basically saying you have no choices. And they're trying to lay it down on us as a way to help the community and help the country, as if we're doing this as some sort of, is like the Give Act, when it really should be called the Student Slavery Act or the Youth Servant Act. They're trying to sugarcoat it as some kind of good thing, and
they try to associate it with Kennedy, and it's great for the country, and we're all going to rise up, and we're going to help each other. Meanwhile, the rich are going to get rich, the poor are going to get poorer, and we're literally going to become more slave-like than we have in over 100 years, a century, folks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back with Robert Wanick after this.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel arms. Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. The snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with sash it with. Batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land, screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal. Eat them seeds, they my own kind. I'm a cannibal.
All right, folks. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. We have Robert Wanick, a 9/11 truth activist, on the line. And much, much more. I mean, he's talking about what this whole process is bringing about. A police state, more control in the schools, more control at homes, people losing their jobs, people losing their houses, people losing their cars, losing their way of life. And, it just amazes me how brass, some of these officials, authorities, principals act. They think that they can get away with anything. And, one of those stories that we covered last week, thanks to you, Robert, you sent me a video of a school principal taking a child and slamming him. How old was this kid? What was he, 14 years old?
Yeah, well, the kid was a 15-year-old, not sure what grade level, but he was a 15-year-old high school student.
Yeah, 15-year-old high school student. He gets asked to leave class because he's using his cell phone. Now, everybody's got a cell phone, and, whatever, if the teacher wants that policy, that's fine. He can ask the kid to leave, but the kid wants to go back in to get his raincoat. The principal clearly has an umbrella, because it's raining out, no, kid, you can't get your raincoat. You can't get your coat. You're not allowed. And all of a sudden, you know, he tries to push the kid, grabs the kid. The kid just basically just tries to give him one of these get off me's. And all of a sudden, he's picked up, slammed up on the ground, picked up again, and then slammed on the ground again, correct? Can we pull that video, guys? I forget what the title. Oh, here it is right here. We're watching it as we speak over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's the kid approaching the principal, trying to get his coat back. The principal has a green umbrella, and it's like, tough luck, kid, get out of here. I don't like your face. And the kid's like, really? I can't get my coat? Please, sir, may I have some more? And he's like, you can have some more. You bet you can. And he just runs up right on him. Here he comes. Boom. And slams him. One. And here it is right here. He's got the grab, and there's the a boom and a boom. And, you know, I mean, there should be a huge amount of outrage about this, but, you know, people think they can get away with anything. They have this mentality, oh, I have tenure, or I've been at this school for 20 years. I run this show. I run the program. I mean, how many times do you have to hear that from your teachers, Robert? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, and especially in high school, I went to a much smaller high school. I only graduated with about 55 people. But all the time, you know, these egomaniacs, I run this school. You don't tell me. I mean, it's just, it's absurd how these people act towards other human beings.
Absolutely. Like, you'll hear, you know, I'm the teachers. I'm the teacher. I make the rule, you know, you don't have choices. Just being that we're a student, they're a teacher, we have zero choices. I mean, we still have rights, whether you're my authority or not. I still have rights, and the principal will be going around talking like he said before, I don't hide behind an amendment to get what I want because I'm the principal. I don't have to. Well, doesn't mean you can strip my rights away just because you have tenure and you have a little bit of false sense of power, because last time I checked, it was we the people, not we the authority figures or we the superiors.
And, you know, I just want to, you know, bust the myth that teachers are some kind of, like, special human being. Folks, a lot of my friends are teachers, and I can assure you that they are no better than anybody else, no smarter than anybody else. Most of them, I'm not saying that there aren't teachers out there that are caring and intelligent. There are, obviously. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, they're just like, I mean, these are the same kids that were helping me crush a 30-pack of Beast Ice when I was 19 years old. You know what I'm saying? These guys aren't any different. None. You know, these are the same guys, yeah, these are the same guys that trolled the streets of Water Street, you know, at 2 a.m. after the bars closed to try to, you know, pick up whatever chick they could. I mean, these are just people. And I know that, you know, when you're a youngster, you look up to some teachers, you think that, you know, they're so educated or they're so smart or they've got it all together. Folks, I'm here to tell you they don't. You know, not that, you know, my friends who are teachers, so they're some of the best friends I have. I'm about to go to a wedding. I think it might even be around the 4th of July weekend. I know that we're going to try to do InfoWarrior Independence Day. If my wedding is on July 4th this year, I mean, at the last wedding I went to, one of my high school friends, I gave her a stack of about 12 movies, all of my pictures, most of Alex Jones's pictures and some others. And she ended up calling me up, that night, you know, after we had all left and, the next night after we had all left and said, you know, I just saw your gift. I think it's great. You know, I also gave her money or whatever, but her and her family sat down and watched Loose Change Final Cut. And she texted me about 15 minutes into it. And she's like, oh my God, you know, we're all just sitting here totally silent. I can't believe this. And this was somebody who worked for George Pataki for a time, you know? So, you know, I just want to let people know people are people. Just because they're a teacher doesn't mean they're smarter than you or better than you or, you know, more reserved than you. Like, who knows what they're doing in their personal life? It does not, just because you're a teacher, it does not give you the right to put your hands on a student. It doesn't give you that right. This isn't the 20s. This isn't the 30s. This isn't the 40s. All right. This is right now. And for this guy to slam this kid, it is just another example of disgusting power trips that go on in this country. You know, this is a small one. I mean, we went over a story yesterday, Robert, where a 73-year-old man in Louisiana was having a cookout barbecue with his entire family, I believe 7 of his grandchildren and 6 of his great-grandchildren, and he was shot in cold blood by 2 officers under no provocation. I mean, this is America now, man.
I mean, like, for those who saw the Prison Planet TV feed of the student being body slammed, Dusty Green, by his 35-year-old principal, Joseph Orison, you can clearly see the sick part of it is that he clearly makes an attempt to take the kid where he thinks is out of sight of the cameras. grabs the kid, doesn't just body slam him. He takes him over to what appears to be an area with no visibility of the camera. Then he assaults him. So he had serious intent of bodily harm. He had no intent of getting caught. And luckily, somebody was able to get the security tape out to the mainstream media. And this is MSNBC. This is Inside Edition. This is mainstream media stuff here. And maybe this principal will get a taste of his own medicine now. And
no, I hope so.
If you go to my YouTube channel, I have a video on it, and I have the number for the school. And I strongly urge you, give the school a call and just tell them suspension is not good enough. He doesn't deserve any spot in education.
I agree wholeheartedly. Why don't you give out your YouTube channel name?
My YouTube channel would be youtube.com/nsaneskater007. If you go on YouTube and search Robert Wanick, my videos will come up from my channel, and you can navigate your way from there. I have the full-length video of the assault, and I have commentary and the school's number in a separate video. And we just need to bring justice. I don't care if the kid would happen to do drugs. I don't care if the kid is a troublemaker. Whatever he may be, no 15-year-old deserves to be assaulted by a 35-year-old principal.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, back when I was a kid, I got to tell you, there was a few instances that are more than questionable about things that happened to me because, as you can imagine, I used to run my mouth. I mean, you know, some guy called in a few days ago, last week, and he said, oh, you have an agenda, Burmese, just like everybody has an agenda. And I'm like, I don't have an agenda. He's like, well, what about this radio show? You need people to listen to you so you can make money. I'm like, I've been running my mouth. I mean, the reason I have this radio show, man, is because I've been running my mouth for over, I mean, I've been running my mouth all my whole life, but once I found out about 9/11 and I found out about, you know, globalism, the New World Order, you know, these secret societies, I have been running my mouth nonstop since 2002, straight up. Whether it be at a party, at Thanksgiving dinner, you know, I'm getting laughed at by Paul Harvey, but that's the real deal. I mean, I'll sit there and talk about it with people. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's a party or it's Thanksgiving, I'm talking about it. And I just can't talk about anything else because this is what's going on now. This is reality. And if we don't step up, if we don't have more Robert Wanicks, Jason Burmeses, Alex Joneses out there, then we're not going to win. That's the bottom line. We need our best tool is our First Amendment right of freedom of speech. And with freedom of speech, you know, we can use our mouths. We can write things on paper. We can email people. Okay, we can hand out flyers. We can hand out movies. You know, I think movies are the best tool. I don't know what you think. I mean, you obviously have a YouTube channel, and these are short films. But it seems like YouTube clips, actual videos, these are the hardest hitting pieces of information that can really turn a person around in under an hour.
Absolutely. And the DVDs are always good. Like, I got Alex, I was fortunate enough to have Alex send me over 200 copies of Truth Rising, which went fast, and the most receptive people to it are the younger people, the 16-year-olds, the 18-year-olds, those who have already been fresh out of the system, fresh out of the school system, that know things are corrupt. And they turn immediately to 9/11, and they know the truth. But YouTube videos are also a great tool in fighting the information war because you can get your point across to as many viewers as you want, 200,000 viewers, whatever. And you can advertise the videos all over the Internet. That's why this whole Internet 2 scheme, they're working to destroy the Internet. As you said, you spread information through emails. They got FISA. They want to wiretap your phone, read your emails, and This is no longer talking about football on the weekends, who won the Super Bowl. This is real life stuff, and this is the stuff that we need to be talking about.
Absolutely. You know, we have to detach ourselves from our sports icons and our video games and our favorite television shows sometimes, not all the time. There's time for relaxation, there's a time for pleasure. But when you don't know that the Give Act that just passed is about compulsory service for your children, you need to take a good look in the mirror. Final segment with Robert Wanick coming up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. The call in line is 866-582-9933. We're going to be taking your calls after Robert. We'll be back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 923.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 950.13, 475.07 for the half ounce, and 237.53 for the quarter ounce. That's 950.13, 475.07, and 237.53.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
It's official. My board op, Jaron, is the worst dancer of all time, and he's sitting in the back trying to groove it along and just piss poor, Jaron. I mean, it's not even funny as a joke. It's just terrible dancing. We are on the line with Robert Wanick. The website is NWOAlert.com. That's NWOAlert.com. And I kind of wanted to get your take in this final segment, Robert, about the technocracy that's being built. You know, I just posted on theinfowarrior.com today, Rise of the Robots, because last week, and this week, I've started covering some really interesting robotic stories. I mean, number one, you know, they've been using the big dogs now in limited military combat, and these are like four-legged, what look like mammals without heads, and that carry equipment or whatever, but could easily be fitted with a weapon. And have you seen these big dogs?
Yeah, I actually saw a YouTube video about one of these, and it's kind of mind-blowing. And you know, all of this could be used to set up a high-tech tyranny, and like not only for weapons. How do we know that they've been using these high altitude blimps for surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they basically have the ability to track you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes after the big dogs, we all know about the RFID chips and stuff like that. But if martial law comes, put it this way, they definitely have the technology to do some damage. So we can't let Obama have his way with gun control, and we can't let him sway the younger people over with this Give Act.
Yeah, and they're actually going to be deploying these big dogs en masse over in Afghanistan, along with a bunch of new helicopter drones that are unmanned aerial vehicles as well. Now, on the private sector, not the military sector, we covered a story about this new UK fish robot. Have you seen this story?
I actually haven't seen this story.
Go to theinfowarrior.com if you can, and just check out what this thing looks like. This is literally, it looks like a fish, okay? It looks like a carp. It's shaped like a carp, only it's huge. And it's about 3 to 5 feet in length. And they cost about 30 G's. When you see it from afar, it actually looks like a real fish. But it's not. And what's crazy about this thing is, you know, in the past when they've had these robots, what they've been using is remote control. You know, they keep tabs on it through a GPS system and they remotely maneuver it, correct? This is independent of all human control. This is literal artificial intelligence, and it's going to redirect the information back to the people that created it through Wi-Fi technology. So we're literally going to have eventually, I mean, this thing right now is in its infancy. There's only about 5 of them out there. They cost about $30,000 to make. And they're putting them in streams, rivers, and seas to look at environmental impacts. But can you imagine an army of drone fish in the water to surveil? I mean, what's going on there? It's nightmarish.
Yeah. And I got the visual on the fish now, and it's just unbelievable because this is so high tech. And like, they're gonna surveillance of the water. Let's say the United States is on lockdown and we are in martial law, and they have all this robotic technology keeping tabs on us, making sure that we can't fight back. I mean, this technology is getting blown way out of proportion, and now we can't say they're just building this stuff for intelligence, and we can't say they're just building this because they're sophisticated. They could really be using this against us.
Absolutely. Well, that's the big fear. I mean, number one, you know, didn't anybody ever watch The Matrix or The Terminator? When you start having machines that are independent of human control, in other words, true artificial intelligence, I mean, you're starting down this path where machines may have more power than humans one day. I mean, how scary is that? And to use artificial intelligence to basically, use their iron hand to force their tyranny is just the next step in this new world order wet dream. I mean, it is totally sick. And when I saw this thing, it just blew me out of the water. The fact that this isn't in mainstream media anywhere in the U.S. I mean, this is a very sophisticated robot.
I mean, yeah, this could just be, we are being effective at resisting the globalists. We are being effective at exposing President Obama. Like, the Obama deception, I know, has over 550,000 views on YouTube.
And that's just one topic. Yeah.
That's why they're bringing in this ironclad technological force that can be used against us, because they know we have the numbers and we have the manpower, because people are waking up thanks to InfoWars and shows like this.
And thanks to you, Robert. Thank you so much for joining us. The website is NWOAlert.com, NWOAlert.com. Robert Wanick, one of the true info warriors out there, folks. We're going to come back with a news blitz and your calls. It's 866-582-9933.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God.
Remember, all young men must go. All young men. And with this Give Act, when you get a kid indoctrinated at 12 years old for compulsory service, you know, a 12-year-old for the next 6 years of his life is going to do 50 years of community service. And over those 6 years, it'll start with something like visiting an old folks home or working in a soup kitchen. It will end with a youth brigade, with gun confiscations, with literally Nazi Germany type mentalities. And then this kid, through this act, is going to be forced to do something after high school, whether that be college or something new that they institute, some new bureaucracy. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Before we go to your calls, and the call line's 866-582-9933, I just want to read this out of the Washington Post. Touched on this earlier. U.S. seeks expanded power to seize firms. You know, and Alex made the point that this is really the globalists seizing the firms. It's not the federal government, because the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is not federal, really runs the show here. The Obama administration is considering asking Congress to give the Treasury Secretary unprecedented powers to initiate the seizures of non-bank financial companies, such as large insurers, investment firms, and hedge funds, whose collapse would damage the broader economy, according to an administration document. I mean, that's it. They want total power and total control, and notice that it's in association with the Federal Reserve. It's a Bernanke-Geithner project. I mean, give me a break. All right, let's go to our first caller list segment. Let's go to Zeus Kingston in Tennessee. What's on your mind, Zeus?
Hey, Jason. You know, I'd like to, first of all, thank you for being in this fight with us. And I got a story about a school lockdown.
Okay.
Apparently, it was just a drill, but this happened at Rome State Community College about 9, 10 a.m. this morning. Mm-hmm. I was... I'm in a pretty comfortable environment there. It's a college environment. I was in a distance classroom, which is a video conferencing thing where the teacher's not actually in the classroom. He's at another campus and it's coming through on a television screen and there's a camera and everything. So anyway, it was a philosophy class. It was very comfortable in there. And, suddenly this guy comes in an orange, reflective vest of some sort and, said, this is a lockdown drill. And, he said, you need to lock the door and, stay in your classroom until further notice. And, I'm a military veteran. I did, 5 years in the Navy from 1998 to 2003. I was there for 9/11, Afghanistan and Iraq. I've been in country and I've received, terrorist training. So, I went into fight or flight mode and my first instinct is to, escape the situation. Mm-hmm. And, it really unnerved me that I was being instructed to, lock myself in a classroom and cower under a table or a desk or something like that. And, like I said, we didn't have an instructor in the classroom physically to, explain that this was a drill. So, I had no idea. You know, I was peeking out the windows. I'm thinking of escape plans. And, this is the first time that anything like this has ever happened.
And you notice they always do it unannounced. You know, they always make it seem like it could be a real situation. You know, this reminds me of, I believe it was about 6 months ago. Let's see if the guys can find it. In Albany High School, they actually had people going around with paintball guns in like a firefight with individuals and locking down classrooms. I mean, again, pure insanity.
Right, and I've heard of this in grade schools and things like that, where the police come and conduct drills and things like that. But these are students
it's grown men and women. You're college students. You're 18 and above. You can die for your country.
That's what I'm saying, but and I understand that in other school where the kids are under 18 that they're the teacher's responsibility under the law, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm a grown man, and I've received training to take action in a situation like that, and my training kicked in, and I exited the building, and these guys in these reflective vests were saying, "Hey, get back in the classroom. This is a lockdown drill. You need to be in there with the door locked." And I said, "I'm leaving. You've upset me, and I'm gonna exit the building now." And I really want to let people know that this kind of thing is going on. I don't know if this is a reaction to some of the Alabama shooting or the German.
Well, that's definitely the excuse,
guy.
My man. That's exactly what this is. It's definitely another excuse, and they just put it up. And I thank you for the call, by the way. Great caller. They just put it up on screen. But police terrorized students in another school shooting drill, and that's the one out of Albany, right, guys? July 26, 2007, they did this. And they're running around with paintball guns shooting at kids. I mean, in full SWAT gear, no less. We're talking the black uniform cops with the heavy headgear and the eyeglasses with what appear to be semi-automatic weapons. Has no place in a school classroom whatsoever. Whatsoever. You look into Columbine. A lot of those cops, the ballistics came back. They accidentally shot kids. All right? They waited outside for hours while they knew the attack was happening. I mean, you know what? You just go in, you start reading around about what happened at Columbine, and there's more questions than answers there. All right, let's go to Michael in Canada. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for Loose Change, man. It was the start of my journey in May of about 2008, or June of 2008, I guess. And, you know, since then I've been a real, pretty serious, actually it's changed my whole life. I mean, to be honest with you, I can't see anything normal anymore.
Well, it's not normal to, what we were seeing before we woke up was just not normal. We were just listening to talking heads and just, yes, 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 and thinking of the two opposing viewpoints that are being presented to us in the mainstream media, this right and left paradigm. But then when you wake up, you start to see that the right and left are saying almost the same thing with the same goal in mind, you know? And how they get there is almost irrelevant as long as they get there. So, you know, you're seeing clearly now for the first time in my mind, my man.
Absolutely. And you know, I think in Canada, we pay 50% taxes here. We are already a relatively socialist country, and there's so many beautiful things about Canada and about our compassion for our fellow human. And for the most part, I think I know for a fact that we are very trusting of our government. And it's only in the last, I'd even say 20 years since Brian Mulroney and NAFTA, that you've seen it's really been a shift and we've become Americanized. But that's not the purpose of my call. I have one point, which goes back to your left-right paradigm, which is that, you know, and it reflects on Canada, which is that, you know, the idea of community service and volunteerism is such a wonderful thing. Like, to think of what great good could come out of 7 million people working to help their communities and society as a whole. But when you know they're going to be propagandized and drilled and have information shoved down their throats and brainwashed, that's the scary part. And even more scary is when the next Republican administration comes in, a staged terrorist attack happens, and then it's like, oh, we got to militarize these people.
Well, that's if they don't pull one with this administration. I mean, there's a chance that they won't wait for a Republican administration. I mean, there's no, I mean, this obviously looks like an administration that would like to do things incrementally and do so through consent. But when they can't get consent for something, they damn well will use conquest. And just because, you know, Barack Obama's in office doesn't mean, you look at the time frame in between false flag events just in this country. Okay, 93 happens, the first World Trade Center attack. You know, they hire Ahmed Salam, an Egyptian army officer, to infiltrate Muslims that admittedly wanted to hurt us. No one here is saying that there aren't Muslims out there that are unhappy with us. There definitely are. There are plenty of people out there that are unhappy with us. They had neither the means to do so, nor really the motive. I mean, they didn't know what they were going to attack or how. You know, and then they give him this big plan. We're going to bomb the World Trade Center. Ahmed Salam actually builds the bomb, and he wants to build a fake bomb, but his handler at the FBI and the New York Department makes him build a real one. This is when he gets suspicious, and he starts taping their encounters. So they let that bombing go through. They try to arrest Salam. You know, Salam, and this is under a Democratic administration. Remember, Clinton.
Where do I find that information?
Oh, man, just type in Ahmed Salam, and they reported it in the New York Times. I believe it was also in the Washington Post, but it was in several different mainstream news articles. They're sourced in Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny. But if you just type in Ahmed Salam, you're going to find out that these tapes do exist, that they did try to charge him, and what ended up happening was because they didn't have the massive effect they wanted. In other words, they didn't. The guys they used were literally mentally retarded. If you went through their IQ, I believe it was under 70. All right. So they didn't park the van up against the main support column. So they didn't get the death toll that they needed. All right. Now Salam gets picked up. He says, No. I work for the FBI. And then all of a sudden, everything starts to get cleared up, and Salam testifies against them and is paid $1 million as an FBI informant for his testimony. It's absolute ludicrous. Yeah, I cannot make this stuff up.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
So Salam tried, and Salam, by the way, he was in the United States.
That.
Yeah, he was in the United States, not, you know, working as an Egyptian intelligence officer. This is a guy that came to the country because he was working as a bellhop, man. That's where the FBI picked him up. You know, they started small talking with him, knew who he was, felt him out, and then they brought him into the program. You know, they thought that they could use this guy as a patsy.
You can't make this stuff up. It is really just that crazy out there.
It's crazy enough. All right, so that now they don't get a huge death toll there, right? Then 95 comes along, okay, and we have the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, from Timothy McVeigh being in the military long after he was officially, we now know that through Hustler magazine, they published the videos of McVeigh in tanks on base a year and a half after he's supposed to be out of the military. The guy sent letters to his sister saying he was part of a secret military program and that he was still in the military. They have video of a Ryder truck at the Oklahoma City military base a week before it happens. I mean, give me a break. All 12 videos
they
are confiscated.
Executed him, right?
Oh, yeah, he's dead. Yeah, they executed him. Yes, absolutely executed McVeigh. And McVeigh did take part in this thing, but he was set up. You know, he probably had no idea what he was. Yeah, absolute patsy. And again, this is under a Democratic administration 2 years later. Now, they get a bigger death count. In the World Trade Center, they got less than 10. In this one, they got a few hundred. Okay, so now they're able to pass legislation. They're able to bring in all this new terrorist legislation that had failed only a year before. Now you have that big jump from 95. From instead of 2 years, they wait 6 years. They're even more patient. They wait 6 years. They pull off 9/11. We are now almost 8 years past 9/11. I really doubt that they will wait 10 years to pull a false flag in this country.
No, and as Obama slips, they'll use it and he'll rally the troops.
I mean, you know, Jones is a smart man, and you can disagree with Alex Jones all you want. I mean, the man has made more correct predictions than anybody else I know. So. I'm warning people. This administration would rather get consent. They would rather be able to pass all this stuff. No problem. But a false flag event will keep us in Afghanistan, will keep us in Iraq, will maybe even expand the war in Eurasia, perhaps to Iran or somewhere else. And it will create a larger domestic police state here at home.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you know, in Canada, we were always the peacekeepers in Canada, right? Lester B. Pearson. I mean, we were the first United Nations peacekeepers, and we were in Cyprus. We were in East Timor. We've been fed so much crap down here, and we've been told that we're so different than Americans, and you know, we don't operate on that level, and blah 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 blah.
It's so ridiculous because we're all human beings, man, and Americans. Listen, the government in America is so minuscule next to the rest of the civilian population. Well, let's face it, we have so much in common. I've been to Canada. There's almost no difference.
Oh no, absolutely. And I'm not. That's not.
I understand. You're not saying that. That's how they try to. Yeah, that's how they try to propose it. It's all about tribalism. It's all about jingoism. They want you to, you know, be in this fervor of patriotism for your country. Michael, I thank you for the call. I got to jump. Great caller. Let's jump to Paula in Texas. Paula, what's on your mind?
Yes, I forgot the high schooler who has a website and he knows a lot about 911.
Yes, that's Robert Wanick, and it's NWOAlert.com.
Okay. Yes, I just wanted to ask him what was his take about 911 and if there were Israelis involved, and what did he determine was the main issue, because there were a lot of different people involved, you know, like the
guy. Have you seen my film,
building?
Fabled Enemies, or no?
I haven't seen it, no.
Well, that pretty much, I mean, Robert Wanick is just an activist. He's not on the line right now, but I know that he's seen all of my films. And if you haven't seen Fabled Enemies really breaks down the international intelligence organization that did carry out 9/11. Rather than focusing on things like controlled demolition, what happened at Shanksville, what hit the Pentagon, this focuses on U.S. Continuity of government programs, the drills that morning, the Israeli Mossad that was arrested that morning, the Pakistani ISI, which helped fund the hijackers, the Saudi Arabian visa department that let a lot of these guys through, the military bases, which they were actually trained at. So it really does give the full picture of who and why this was carried out. I really encourage you to check out Fabled Enemies, because there's about the segment on Israel and their infiltration into the United States, and this spy ring that was in there through Comverse and Amdocs, and then people on the ground at these kiosks, is at least 20 to 25 minutes long and then gets wrapped up in the end.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of answers it, because what I was going to say is that I know that underground films were released in small towns, and I just wondered, how did they get in the small towns before the general public knew about the inside job? I mean, I just happen to know one situation. I don't want to name names because it could really open kind of a beehive type thing. But anyway, okay, I will.
Well, this stuff isn't shown on the mainstream media. That's why we release this stuff to the public on the web first and foremost. I mean, that's how we're having the greatest effect. For instance, the Obama deception is the number one viral video out there. When I released Fabled Enemies, it was number two in the world and then number one in the world. I released it on September 1st, and by September 2nd, it was number one in the world. And then they just took it off the top 100 altogether. They wouldn't let comments happen on it. Then on September 11th, it made its way back to the top, and then they censored it again. So the reason that you're seeing this at a community center or possibly a church, and you're not seeing it at Blockbuster, is because they're not carrying it. I mean, for instance, my film Loose Change, right? Me, Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe put this together, and we put it out on the web first, and through our web exposure, on the fifth anniversary of 9/11, the thing aired in 14 countries on History Channel International. You know, it aired in Australia, it aired in the Netherlands, among other places, you know. So it was only through this web phenomenon that we were able to infiltrate the mainstream. So we always have to release it on the web first, because we need to create a buzz, because the mainstream media continues to ignore us if we try to go their route. So we have to go around them. That's why they want to take out the internet. Paula, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Dave, Max, Anthony, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. The call line is 866-582-9933, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Sacrifice.
guys, I want to pull up that video of the Albany mock school shooting. We're going to play that in the next hour. There's a video right over there. It's definitely worth taking a look at. After we had that caller talk about a lockdown drill he wasn't aware of, and they just want you to stay there and cow down like a coward and be a dog to the state, it's utterly disgusting. All right, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, what's on your mind?
Evening, Mr. Burmes.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Would you agree that your most important vote is with your wallet?
I would agree that that is, I don't know, it kind of could be. I mean, obviously, if you are supporting something financially, it is going to gain power, and the more financial power they have, the more say they have over the populace. So I would say it is pretty damn important what you buy.
Okay. I would like to show how the American people voted in 2008. After the election of Obama, we had 1.5 million firearms approvals from the FBI InstaCheck system coming out of Virginia. Now, that's an approval for what could be multiple purchases. So 1.5 million in November is the bare minimum number you can come up with, and it doesn't include any privately sold or traded arms on the market.
Yeah, now, this is actually public, and I'd like to also point out a story running out of today is that they're almost out of ammunition in Colorado.
Sure.
For certain things. I believe it was 50 cals, and I can't remember what else, but the shop owners were saying that they were seeing a 200% sales increase in ammunition.
Sure, let me continue. Mm-hmm. We did it again in December. Then we did it again in January, but it was 1.2, it was slightly lower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for 2008, it's 12.5 million approvals. Now, each month after the election of Obama, between November and January, we bought, at the very, very minimum, lowest number you can come up with, enough arms to outfit the second largest army of the world, of India, each month.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold thousands of rounds per firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's enough arms tactically distributed in the country that if anybody tries to pull off anything, it's not going to work. We don't need to be stressed out. All we need to do is know that we can win. Now, when you look at that guy in California who had that altercation with those five police officers, right? So this guy sat in jail for a period of time. He wasn't a soldier. He wasn't a police officer. He took out two mechanized cavalrymen, and he took out three special forces men and injured, I believe, two or three other that haven't died yet. So we don't need to worry about this police state. We're not going to have a Bolshevik revolution. We're all going to lay down like dogs. All we have to do is know that we can win and fight back, and we can have this country back ASAP.
Well, I agree with you on to some extent, but I think that we also still have to fight the battles, especially, I mean, if you're in New York, I'm sure you know about this legislation that they're trying to pass in Albany County, which is right next to Schenectady County, where you're going to have to register. Schenectady County is where they just discussed having martial law disbanding the police force altogether. But they're discussing now that you're going to have to register all your ammunition as well, even guns that you've pre-owned. In other words, you can have a .22 up in your up in your attic, not even know about it. They come and do a random inspection. You can do prison time. I mean, they're talking about misdemeanors.
Let them pass the law and shoot them at the door. What choice do we have?
Well, I would say let's combat the law, and then if it does pass, you know, we still have our Second Amendment for a reason. However, I would say combat the law first. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to Max Anthony and others on the other side, but first we're going to play this Albany clip. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost. cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Attack the enemy with the information. Attack the enemy in the info war. Get ready, guns a-blazing, folks. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis is back, and I want to play this clip out of Albany and just show you what they did to children in schools without anybody's permission whatsoever. Totally surprised. You got it, Jaron? Hit it.
Students, fire drills and earthquake drills are simply the norm. But today, in a sign of the times, students in Albany took part in a school shooting drill that, as you will see, was very intense. Andy Peterson joins us live in the newsroom to tell us about it. Andy?
David, today's active shooter simulation at West Albany High was mostly meant to train law enforcement for a school shooting situation. But student volunteers also got into the act, and for them, it was an eye-opener. This may be only a drill, but it's just about as real as it gets.
Basically, the weaponry is the same weaponry that we carry on duty. However, they use a marking cartridge. It's kind of like a paintball, but it's a gas-driven paint pellet.
Two counties worth of law enforcement and a couple of dozen student volunteers took part in this active shooter drill at West Albany High on Wednesday.
It's kind of scary at first. Like, you can even feel the gun when it goes off, and like when it hits, like the bullets hit, it's just all so realistic. It's weird.
There are many unknowns, but one thing is for certain. There's at least one shooter on a rampage.
As law enforcement heads into a situation, the kids who are playing the roles know what they're doing. The bad guys also know what's going on, but these guys don't know what to expect. In that sense, it's the same feeling they'd have if they walked into an active shooter situation.
Go, 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 go!
In this situation, the bullets are replaced with paint, and the good guys always win.
All
but
right.
The cops and the kids say...
I'm disgusted. Are you kidding me? I mean, I had watched this like a year and a half ago. I didn't realize they were using what basically are flashbangers. I mean, you look at these things and they give off the flash. They look like a, you know, like a, what are those called? Come on, you know. It looks like a blank going off, but instead it looks like a blank, but it's also a paintball going at these guys too. It's crazy looking. And this is in a school. This is, first of all, they're trying to disarm you in Schenectady and Albany. It's tough enough to have a gun in the county, in New York in general. I mean, there's no carry and conceal. You're disarmed anyway. And then you're gonna run through the halls getting shot at by the cops? I mean, this is outrageous. Yeah, it is almost like a police state, Jaron, the bad dancer. It's exactly almost like a police state. And they are training the children. To be prepared for these types of situations. Oh, my God. It really is numbing them to this type of thing. I'm taken aback. All right, we're going to go to your calls in the next segment. It's 866-582-9933. And I just wanted to cover this one. We talk about the internet and how they want to regulate it. Well, you know, there's been a lot of hype around hackers lately, domestic hackers and then Iranian hackers supposedly... Got the the logistics for Marine One, which is the helicopter that the president rides in, and oh no, the Iranian terrorists got it, and now we're going to have to shut down the internet. Report, smart grid hackers could cause blackouts. Deployments of smart grids should be slowed until security vulnerabilities are addressed, according to some cybersecurity experts, citing tests showing that a hacker can cause a major blackout after breaking into a smart grid system. Yeah, the hackers are the ones that want to black everybody out. Give me a break, folks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this with your calls. 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes this Tuesday, March 24th. Man, the month is really just flying by. This is actually, after this week, one whole month down, guys. One whole month. That's right. One month down to the Info Warrior. Yeah, exactly. Just like Paul Hartman says every day, making history. You ready to make history, my man? One day at a time, in 3-hour spots, 5 days a week, the Info Warrior is here 9 to midnight Central Time. All right, let's jump to Max in Texas. Max, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on there? I'm in a recently woken up a little bit. I've been speaking with seniors for the last 2 years in an FHA loan program that I do. And over time, the thought process and the problems that seniors were experiencing were obviously increasing to a great degree because of the market changing. And everybody was just freaked out. You know, it's pension's gone, stock market's dropped to a great extent. But one of the things I was curious about with HR 1388, is that the link on the front of the website? Is that to the finalized bill that's been passed through the Senate?
I'll tell you what.
Dated March the 19th.
Nope. That one right there is probably, let me see, I've got a bunch of the documents in front of me. That one probably is discussing the House passing it, because it was just yesterday that the Senate passed. So the House passed it last week. You can go to,
the Senate's the finalized bill. That's the one that you want to look at, because it has all the final changes.
Well, you can go to senate.gov, and you can get the entire bill. Right here I have it right in front of me, the yeas and the nays, the 74 yeas, the 14 nays, and the 11 non-voting. And then on the page, it does give you the exact bill, and I'm sure there's a link somewhere on this page that I printed out to the exact bill. Yeah, exactly, right here. If you there you go. In where is it? HR 1388. If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, basically when you get down to the floor schedule, and it'll have HR 1388 in red, that has a hyperlink to the actual bill. So you can download the actual bill from the Senate.gov. If you just type in HR 1388 and Senate.gov, and you should find it immediately.
Cool. Yeah, because I wanted to see all those finalized changes in a bit. This is going to sound kind of funny, but have you ever heard of, like, tactical paintball there in Hardwood?
Yeah, man. I'm in upstate New York. I had my own little paintball course where I lived. I got like a 40-acre lot that I rent in New York, and we got these like straight up trees. So we took a bunch of plywood and we made swing boards, and we bought the big the balloon type things. But yeah, there's a bunch of places even in upstate New York where you can go, and they have like these big wooden castles, and they have teams come in and do all day events against each other.
Yeah, I do that kind of stuff. I have been with this team for about 2 years now, and we do the full Milsim. So we do the whole deal. Like, we had the hunt for bin Laden, which was our last game. And, at that game, I actually printed out the Mayak report, and I gave a copy of the Obama deception to Sarge. And so he kind of owns the field, and he's an ex-military guy, and he just happens to be a local sheriff. And he has been for the last couple of years, and I gave it to him, and we're all drinking that night. So I spoke to him a couple of days later, and he said, "Hey man, don't worry about it. I've been seeing this kind of stuff for years."
Oh.
Okay, but he's ex-military. He was like special forces, straight up, that kind of stuff way back in the day. And I don't know how many years he's received it, but what kind of disturbed me was looking at the apology letter that Ron Paul and Bob Barr were requesting. And it was real. You know, it's got the congressional letterhead on everything, and I'm looking at this going, okay, well, I'm doing all this Milsom stuff. I'm associated with all these individuals. Am I now considered a terrorist?
Absolutely. And that's the unclassified version. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, man. I mean, look, they don't want people that are going to arm themselves. They don't want people that are going to vote third party. They don't want people handing out when you put Zeitgeist and America Freedom to Fascism as possible militia material, there is zero mention of the militia in either one of those films. Zero. They are not associated with the militia. That is to make you a domestic terrorist based on your belief system. That's why they put it right next to the Turner Diaries, which is a book all about shooting cops. Okay? So when you see those three things next to each other, you better believe that you're designated a terrorist, and they're trying to do so de facto style. Just like when they had Richard Gage's website up, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, as a terrorist website, part of like this program that Al-Qaeda is running. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, man. They want to associate people who know the truth about 9/11, that know the truth about Waco, that know the truth about OKC, with militants that want to shoot cops. That's what they're trying to do. And yes, man, you are on some kind of list. I guarantee it. That is the declassified version.
Well, we never sit around and talk about all that kind of stuff. It's just simply to go hang out, drink a couple of beers, have a good time, relax, no cell phones, no internet. And that's what it was. But now that I see this HR 1388, and I'm an XO for the team, so there's about 40 guys on there. And some of them are married, they bring their kids and their young ages. And I look at this, and I feel compelled to tell them, you know, your kids
should
be faced with this. And they look at me, and, you know, they respond back, and most of them don't get it.
No, no, you most know, of them don't,
they
man.
They can't see it. It's very difficult because it's just so much information.
It is, man.
Printed out the H.R. 1388, and it's 310 pages long.
Oh, yeah. Well, what you have to do is you have to get subsections. Yeah, I know. Well, the key is to get it in a format where you can do copy and pastes. Then you do a Control-F find for a word search, and you look for certain phrases, and then you can go through the document rather quickly, and then you can highlight certain sections, have a Word document open, do a little copy and paste style, and then just copy and paste the pertinent things. Because, you know, they always hide the really important parts of the legislation amongst this, you know, legal jargon and a nonsensical talk and things that people don't respond to or get tired reading of. That's what they're counting on us not reading it. They're counting us not looking at the document. I thank you for the call, man. I got to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Anthony in Texas. Anthony, what's on your mind? Oh, we just lost Anthony. Let's jump to Lenny in New York. Lenny, what's happening? Yes,
hello?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I haven't heard about Barry Jennings in a long time. What happened with him?
He died, actually.
Yeah, no, how did he die?
Apparently, he died of leukemia. I believe it was late August, where InfoWars...
Right after Fabled Enemies dropped.
Actually, right before Fabled Enemies dropped. We didn't confirm it until after Fabled Enemies dropped, because Fabled Enemies dropped on September 1st. But
it was right after you interviewed him for the Fabled Enemies actress.
Well, we actually interviewed him the summer before that. He was supposed to be in Loose Change Final Cut. And then basically he got a bunch of calls at work. He was threatened to losing his job, losing his pension. He was a couple of years from retiring. And he requested we didn't put it in there. So, you know, we didn't put it in the movie, in Loose Change Final Cut. Then he did an interview with the BBC where he essentially said the same exact thing, only he recanted his statement that he had stepped over dead bodies in the lobby. He said he never said that to us. And, I mean, I made the entire interview available for free on the internet and the entire interview unedited on Fabled Enemies, so you can see that he clearly does say that. So, you know, once he gave that interview to the BBC, I felt compelled to say, you know, I got to put my credibility out there. I mean, I'm not lying. So I put the interview out there. We put a couple teasers out there, and then I put it into the film. And it was after Fabled Enemies that was released that we confirmed the rumored emails that he had died, because people that were emailing us didn't tell us what happened. And I got in touch with Michael Rudin, who had been the one to interview Barry Jennings for the BBC. And he kept saying, oh, he's fine. That's nonsense. He's all right. Don't worry about it, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, I don't even think he was looking for the guy. Then somehow he gets a hold of Michael Hess, supposedly. I've never seen this interview that he supposedly got. Michael Hess is the other gentleman who was in the Office of Emergency Management with Barry Jennings.
And he testified one way, and then he testified the other way.
Well, I mean, what he did is, that live on television, he said that there was a huge explosion beneath him. They were on the eighth floor, the same exact thing Jennings had said, and that they were trapped there throughout the day. And I tried to get a hold of him to interview him. I called his office. I emailed his office. I faxed his office. He just would not give me an interview. Whatever, that's fine. But then apparently he told Mike Rudin that there were no explosions and that it was dust coming up the stairs.
He said one thing and he totally said another thing right afterwards.
Exactly. So, you know, is there something nefarious that happened to Barry Jennings? I don't know. I know the man is no longer with us, and he was an eyewitness to explosives in World Trade Center Building 7 as well as dead bodies.
And he testified on your, you know, that explosions were in the building.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't hit by an airplane. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And I mean, have you seen the whole interview?
I've seen the whole movie, all the interviews, Cynthia McKinney, his interview, Ray McCormick. Yeah. I've seen all of it.
Yeah, and I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth in any of those interviews.
I know. And all you do is quote mainstream articles. You know, it's just unbelievable that nobody wants to listen.
Amen. I thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to our next caller. Great points out there. I'm not putting words in people's mouth, folks. I mean, these are the things they said. These are the things that happened. I'm sorry that reality's a bitch sometimes. Are bad. All right, let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, what's popping?
Jay, so what's up, man? I want to thank you personally for waking me up with Loose Change. I was in the Army, and I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And right after 9/11 happened, I was very suspicious onto how Building 7 felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to other people in my unit, and I kind of got, like, ostracized out of the unit almost. Like, people were definitely, like, saying I wasn't part of the team, I wasn't patriotic, and I decided to get out of the military. And a lot of that was because of you and Alex Jones, so I wanted to personally thank you.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for making the effort not only to wake up, but try to wake other people up around you, no matter how difficult. I mean, it isn't easy taking the non-popular position. You know, it's not easy getting up here and doing these shows, man.
Right, and one thing I wanted to say to the listeners, anytime you try to wake people up, always use...
Go ahead, man.
All right, I want to always use government references. You know, use...
Yeah, the documents are the key. The way to show them is mainstream articles, government documents. We're going to come back to you on the other side, Chris. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after the break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.13, $475.07 for the half ounce, and $237.53 for the quarter ounce. That's $950.13, $475.07, and $237.53.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, folks. We've got Chris in New Jersey on the line, an ex-military man who has woken up to the evil agenda of the globalists. You know, they're the ones that are bringing this in. They're the ones that are staging the terror attacks. They're the ones trying to take our freedoms. They're the ones who are in favor of something like H.R. 1388, which has mandatory compulsory service for your children. Your children. 12 years old to 18 and after. I mean, how do you feel about this new act, Chris?
Yeah, this act right here, obviously it's garbage, all right? That is not a free society where you have to participate in it, where you have to serve the government. Did you talk about Section 1710 yet in the show?
I'm not sure which one. You got to read me Section 1710.
Okay, all right, it's H.R. 1388, Section 1710. Study to evaluate the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizenship verification system. So they have they're trying out this electronic system verification, and mm-hmm. They have 18 months to have a corporation figure out what is the best way to have citizens electronically verify that they are citizens.
Oh, how lovely. But if you talk about RFID chips with the MIAC report, the MIAC report, you're obviously a terrorist or a militia member, my friend.
It's Section 1710. I want your listeners to take a look for themselves. Print it out, show other people. One last thing, Jason, I want to talk about. Since I live in Newark, New Jersey, which is the stolen car capital of the world, I just want to let your listeners know how to prevent the carjacking real quick.
Mm-hmm.
How it happens is a car will come from behind you, right? And these are the people that are in on it. It will come from behind you. Two people will be at a red light that are not inside the car, and they'll come up to your car with a gun, and the car behind you is their friends. So no one can call the cops. No one can see your license plate. Usually people will think, well, if someone comes to jack me, the car behind me will call the cops and call the license plate. Their friends pick out the car, the BMW, the Lexus, whatever they want. They'll drive behind you, and that way no one can call the cops. No one has your license plate but them.
Mm-hmm.
And two people will come up to your car. They'll make sure that there's cars in front of you, too, that you cannot
can't escape.
You know, like, just step on the gas and fly away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as crime is starting to rise, as the dollar falls, you know, watch your car. Whenever you get into a stoplight, be back at least one car length so you have a little bit of wiggle room so you don't get your ass carjacked.
Great advice, man. And not only that, you know, take a look at if you can't get the license plate of the guys that just jacked you, get the license plate of the people behind you, and maybe you can report them and see if they're associates.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see some shady-looking characters behind you, and if two people are approaching you with a gun, you're about to get carjacked. So stay back at least one car length so you have some wiggle room. And, you know, these suspicious cars will go behind the BMW. That way no one can call the cops on you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, I thank you so much for the call. Keep it up, man. Keep up with the info war. You know, we got to reach out to our fellow military, our friends, our families. You know, just because it's uncomfortable and you may be ostracized doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. It's not the thing that we all need to do, because it is. All right, let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Let me start out with a good joke if you really want to torque off a neocon. You know, I know that George W. Bush is a good born-again Christian.
That is pretty funny, because he's really not a born-again Christian whatsoever.
Obviously, because he quotes Scripture almost as well as Satan himself.
All right, that's a good gag.
About how people abuse religion, as long as we're clear that, I really don't want to push a religious point of view, but mm-hmm. I think we're on the same page that genuine self-examination and rigid legalistic dogmatism are usually mutually exclusive.
No,
you don't
turn
things
agree.
Out for yourself, it's not going to mean anything to you. Here's the deal.
Mark, stay over. I'm going to hold you over till the next segment. Hold on 1 second. All right, you stand by. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're taking your calls in the next half hour. Call-in is 866-582-9933, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, the InfoWarrior.com as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Nutritionists look all over the world for better ways to keep our bodies strong and healthy, but sometimes they don't have to look too far. Nature has given us the power of the green tea plant, and for centuries we've used green tea to get healthy, feel better, and promote a strong immune response. Now we can get more out of green tea with Green Tea Plus. Green Tea Plus mixes a pure green tea extract with 72 minerals to form a delicious, highly nutritious drink. Best of all, one serving of Green Tea Plus has the antioxidant power of 6 cups of regular green tea. Green tea might be one of the healthiest herbs provided by nature, and now you can get much more value in each serving with Green Tea Plus. To try Green Tea Plus risk-free, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call right now, you can get a full bottle of Green Tea Plus for free with your order of two. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now for Green Tea Plus.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart or fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. And I'm gonna keep making mistakes sometimes, folks. I'm a human being, I'm not perfect, but I do try to bring the most hard-hitting news of the day to you every night, weeknight, 9 to midnight central. I mean, I scour the Reuters, I scour the MSNBC, I scour the Fox News, and I try to get the most, you know, up-to-date stuff, the most pertinent stuff, the stuff that, you know, we should be talking about, not this mainstream media garbage that we're fed all the time. Oh, Anna Nicole Smith's doctors drugged her, and so did Howard K. Stern. No kidding, they drugged her. Well, she's a drug addict anyways. They more enabled her. It wasn't a big plot. She liked drugs. And they like drugs, too. I mean, come on. That's what the media's talking about? And what was that? What was that, Paul? You know what? He's commenting on Anna Nicole's cans, and I gotta admit, back in the day, when she was like Playboy Playmate of the Year, and she was like looking like she was the next Marilyn Monroe. Hey-o! But she fell off. You know it, Paul. She fell off big. Big time. All right, we're going to go back to Mark in Georgia. Mark, continue.
Yes. The thing I've recognized is that whether you're talking with neocons or, you know, in the Hegelian dialectic, there's the thesis and the antithesis. I was looking through the New Testament in the Greek, and I noticed, here's that word, 1 Timothy 6:20, turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. That word in Greek, opposing ideas, is antithesis.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, we need to recognize the falsely the opposing ideas of neocon versus neolib. This is false knowledge. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, I find this exact same pattern as mental gymnastics. Now, I trust the thing we both respect about the good doctor. He recognizes that there are political landmines. And he, like a good soldier, in a sense, he flags them and walks around.
And you're talking
them.
About Dr. Ron Paul, by the way, right?
Obviously.
Obviously, okay.
But the thing is, as an engineer, I don't walk around landmines. I either blow them up or I defuse them. That's my job, you know. So the thing is that the information, just, you know, the idea that Amman and Ajad said that Israel should be wiped from the face of the map, well, you haven't vetted this out. Here's what you should have known. Boom, you blow up that landmine. But the trickier landmine is the internal landmine within people's minds of the tactics of manipulation and mind control. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, you've seen the movie The Princess Bride?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites as a kid.
Right. Now, the thing is, you remember Prince Humperdinck. I came to call it recently a Humperdinck moment because I remember showing that movie to this young lady. And you're led to think that Humperdinck is one particular way. And if you haven't seen it, I don't want to ruin the plot. But basically, there comes a point in the plot where you realize Humperdinck is not the guy you thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at that movie and it's like, you know, this illustrates an important point because, as we know, in the movie The Princess Bride, it was a false flag operation. And Princess Buttercup was the victim of that false flag operation. But, you know, so, you know, it's like, I know that when I say when I hear neocons, it's like, well, that's Hollywood. They're a bunch of liberals, or it's just a movie. And it's like, you know, a real conservative, you know, sometimes I think I would like to give these neocons lessons that a real conservative waits to hear out somebody's point before they refute it. A neocon spring loads into brain dead pat answers because they're sycophants. They accept things that they hear Andy Coulter, and I call him that not so much because I question his gender, but I think that Andy Coulter is an extremely disingenuous person.
Well, I think you're correct. You know? They always like to take talking points away from their Limbaughs, their Hannitys, their Coulters, and now even their Glenn Becks. I thank you for the call, man. I mean, you know, they love to feed into this false left-right paradigm. If they're not, you know, that's the talking point. That, you know, I've kind of shied away from Olbermann in the past few months because he was great against the Bush administration, but where is he now that we have compulsory service in this country, you know, against the Obama administration? So I feel like some people are going to start taking points from Olbermann, and I like Keith. Man, I used to watch SportsCenter all the time. Paul knows. Yeah, man, him and Dan Patrick, they used to light it up. And didn't Stuart Scott get in on the tail end of that mix before he had the wonky eye? Yeah, that was the end of Olbermann. Yeah, exactly. Stuart Scott came in, Olbermann kind of faded away. But, you know, I liked what he did. I wish you guys could hear Paul because he gives some really good one-liners sometimes. All right, we're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Chris in Utah. Chris, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, before I get to the reason I called, I wanted to let you know, I proudly... you know, I'm fighting the InfoWar out here in Utah. I wear my 9/11 gear, and I got my 9/11 was an inside job and InfoWars.com sticker on the back of my car. Well, over the weekend, for the first time since I've had that sticker on, my car got egged.
Ooh, rough. Rough. That's almost like going to Boston with a New York license plate, with a Yankee specialized license plate. Listen, I'm not kidding you. The first time I visited Boston... my friend was going to college there, my high school friend. Me and my boy, D'Onofrio, went out there, and he had this big New York Yankees license plate. We were so proud. This is back when the Yankees were doing stuff. This is back in, 98, 99, when we were winning championships and living large. And we were literally maybe inside for 45 minutes. We came back outside, and both license plates were gone. And we were just lucky there weren't windows gone, too. So I feel your pain there, my man. Go ahead.
No, it came off, but man, that tells me that I'm doing some good out here. You know, that's the first time I've gotten any negative feedback. Though everyone who had the guts to talk to me about my bumper stickers, they agreed with me. You know, they're saying, you know, way to go, way to stand up, you know, like, mm-hmm. well, you should do the same thing. So, well, the reason I called is one of the co-signers of the Senate version of this this GIVE Act is our very own Senator Orrin Hatch.
Oh.
And a local radio station here was talking about it earlier, so I decided to get my my articles together. I wanted to bring up the point, you know, and they were talking about, oh, you know, this isn't going to work. This is, you know, he's falling for the liberal scheme. They're guilty about the homeless, so they want to give them jobs. You know, just kind of like really ridiculous stuff, you know. And I wanted to call and give him the facts. So I called in the screener, asked me what I want to talk about. I'm like, well, you know, they're talking about this act, but they're not talking about specifics. So I want to know, you know, Obama last year was talking about a civilian, you know, kind of paramilitary, you know, workforce, and Rahm Emanuel's talking about doing the required civilian workforce thing. They're not talking about any of that, and I wanted to bring up the facts and, you know, give them some information. So, and I called pretty early, too. I called like 45 minutes, even before they were started talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I waited online for a half hour, and then the call dropped. And I was like, oh, no, I lost my place. So I called back, and he's like, oh, you know, you're Chris. You called back. I'm like, yeah, you know, I really want to talk about this. So when it comes to callers, there's four other people that they put on that I'm sure weren't waiting on, you know, on the phone for as long as I were. All their comments were the exact same thing that the hosts were saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they didn't even want to, you know.
Yeah, they dropped you on purpose. They dropped you on purpose because they don't want a challenging viewpoint.
Oh, it was. I just like, oh, they totally did this on purpose. I just couldn't believe it. And you know, I was surprised that they were even talking about it in the first place. But when I was actually starting to listen to what they were talking about, you know, it was the usual left right paradigm.
And that's funny because Orrin Hatch is a Republican. You know, this supersedes, first of all, a 74-14 vote supersedes any kind of left-right paradigm. This is both sides of the aisle. The people that voted against this, you know, I was talking to Jones, it's really hard to get an actual senator since there's only two per state, but I think we should be working hard to get a couple of the nays in here on this program specifically to talk about why they said no to this bill.
Exactly. And, you know, they weren't going easy on him either, but at the same time, it was like, oh, he's just doing this so he can get in with the, you know, the rich liberals, the elitists. And I'm like, guys, come on, this is deeper than, I mean, the acronym itself, it's so Orwellian in of itself. It's kind of a, you know, a giveaway to this isn't actually what it's trying to look to be.
You know, they always do this, though. It's just like the Patriot Act. It's just like the Military Commissions Act. They always try to make it sound like it's a good thing that's trying to help. And usually it is the exact opposite of what the acronym is. I thank you for the call. I got to jump to the next caller.
Thank you.
You got it, brother. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's popping?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason. Hey, you know, you guys have really been pointing out in stark fashion with all the documentation you have about, you know, how this is all going toward a global super state and, you know, they're gearing up for martial law and militarizing the police, et cetera. But I was wondering if you and how many people out there are aware, you know, that like the urban warrior exercises that Alex has covered for 15 years now. This is really nothing new. I know you've heard of the John Birch Society.
Sure.
And they're the first ones that made me aware of the New World Order, you know, going back almost 20 years ago now. And a guy named William Jasper, he wrote a book called Global Tyranny Step by Step. And, of course, their thing is they focus just on the United Nations, you know, and some other subgroups like the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. But there's an actual incident that took place, and I wanted to just mention this and see if you've ever heard about this. In this book, what he says is, at Fort MacArthur, California, and other centers, considerable numbers of American military forces went into training in 1951 as military government reserve units. What they were for may appear from their practice maneuvers during the 2 years, 1951 and 1952. Their first sally took place on July 31st, 1951, when they simulated an invasion and seizure of 9 California cities, and he names them, and then says the invading forces, however, did not fly the American flag. They came in under the flag of the United Nations, and their officers stated that they represented the United Nations, and then they proceeded to arrest the mayors and police chiefs. I mean, they took over everything in these towns for 24 hours. And one of the towns they did this with a year later, they did it in Lampasas, Texas also, was also Watertown, New York in 52. So, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, they actually did this when in the time when it was Leave It to Beaver and Ozzie and Harriet. And everybody.
My question is, did they stop it after a while? Like, for instance, you say in 51 and 52, how long did this program take place before it kind of fell underground? Obviously, you know, there would have been a big uproar if this continued through the 70s and 80s with the United Nations.
Yeah, well, the guy he mentions that actually reported this was a guy named Dr. V. Orville Watts in his 1955 book, The United Nations Planned Tyranny was the name of the book. You know, and the thing is that, I mean, this is back in the 50s, you know, when everybody's thinking, oh, you know, we're just the greatest nation on the face of the earth, but yet here's our army under the United Nations taking over American cities as a mock trial, which shows you they've been planning this stuff for a long, long time. This is, didn't happen just in the 80s and 90s. This has been going on. And I read where, you know, these people, these globalists have said, we're going to have to be patient and really do this little by little. It's going to take a long time because the American public is not just going to go for this. And we're going to have to, you know, basically trick them into wanting this, and that's exactly what we see happening now. So they're just doing this stuff, conditioning people, you know, and then of course, you know, how Alex has brought out about all the black helicopters and all the other things where they're causing people to want martial law.
Well, if you look back to the days, I mean, you're talking about the United Nations, but yeah, I mean, they tried to force the League of Nations on us after World War One. We said no.
Right.
And then they bring in their, you know, Rockefeller brings in his own private organization, the CFR, in between you know, the League of Nations, and once the United Nations comes in after World War II, it really doesn't shock me that they put together those programs. And, you know, these guys are very content with incrementalism as long as their plan, you know, goes at a certain pace. You could tell that they were getting antsy in the late 90s, not being able to have a dominant presence in the Middle East by a lot of their policy papers, whether it be from the Project for the New American Century or CFR documents or UN documents. You could see that there was a desire to have more of a first world presence there, if you will, whether it be American forces or United Nations forces or globalist forces. I mean, that's what this is about. This is about homogenizing all these governments into a new world order. These are their
own words.
Yes.
And I just want to say one more thing. You know, you talked about what happened up in your and my neck of the woods. I told you I'm from up there in New York State, too, in Schenectady. Well, did you hear about what happened here during Hurricane Ike? And I told Alex this on Sunday in Lamar, which is over on I-10 going east toward Beaumont. They actually, this was all over the news, this town Lamar, it's outside Baytown, they declared martial law. And they, this was all over the news, they told the people of this town, you cannot even come out of your house. If we catch you on your front lawn, you will be arrested.
And this is Baytown, Texas?
Yeah, this is it's a town called Lamar. But this, I mean, this was all over the news.
I'll check it out, man. I'll check it out. And you know what? If I can find some clips, I'll play them on the show tomorrow. I got to jump because I got a few more callers before the end of the show. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's jump to Brian in New York. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
I'm calling from the front lines of the rising police state here in Albany, New York. I just wanted to give you an update on the local law A, which is the restriction on ammunition sales. And
yeah, we discussed it earlier today. Sure. Wasn't tonight the 24th? I believe that's where they had the meeting at Albany County.
Yeah. Well, basically, we show up there, and by we, I mean about 20 people, to protest it at the public hearing. And they just go, we're not covering that tonight. I don't know where you got that information, but we're going to cover text messaging while driving. And it was on their website last night, so, I mean,
well,
it seems like they're pulling some shenanigans.
Well, do you think that they tried to cover it after you left because you protested it? I would go back there tomorrow, make sure that they did not rule on that. And if they did, you need to call into my show early tomorrow, and I'll have you on for a half an hour to discuss it. All right, man?
They're trying to sneak it in somehow. I mean, it was obviously on their website the night before.
I printed out the article. I mean, it started on the 9th, and it said it was on the 24th. I announced it on the show several times over the week. I think I even announced it last night. We talked about it tonight. For them to change it, listen, folks, call Albany County. Tell them that we should not have ammo restrictions. And that's regardless if you live in the upstate New York area. You should be more inclined to do so if you live in the upstate New York area. But you need to worldwide tell them it is not okay for them to say that we have to register all guns, including, you know, 22s. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you know what, though? On the upside, it was a great opportunity for me and some of my friends to network with the Campaign for Liberty. They were there in a strong presence. Like I said, 20 people. And we're going to stay on top of this. And we're also going to address the mayor of Schenectady and expose him for...
Brian, you're the man. Like. Keep it up. I got to let you go because we're almost at the end of the show. We got one more segment coming up. We're going to take Ben... Leonard and Lori. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Through those final calls in the last segment of the Info Warrior. Remember, if you miss any of these, we post them over at theinfowarrior.com. We're going to be having a podcast soon. I don't know why we don't have a podcast yet, but we don't. All the shows are up at prisonplanet.tv in their full 3-hour video. That's right. This is on the TV as well, kids. And on top of that, you can see little segments on YouTube all over the place. We post little segments on the Info Warrior all the time. Also got a blog up there, Rise of the Robots. Go check it out. All right, let's go to Ben in Virginia. Ben, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Jason? I just wanted to say that Kurt Nemo just recently wrote an article on Code Pink and how they were making a circus at the Barty Frank hearing. But he was saying how that they were the controlled opposition. Now, my picture has actually been up on Infowars.com and on the MSNBC homepage saying, you know, stop the bailout, arrest Bush now. And that picture was actually taken while I was surrounded by Code Pink.
And I've had Code Pink in a lot of my things as well. I mean, I've been in tea parties or San Francisco or California mostly. California, I'd say Oakland. Listen, I think most of those Code Pink women are well-meaning ladies.
They're incredibly courageous, and they're, yes, they're hard workers. I see them out there every time I go to one of these hearings, mm-hmm, and it's like we really don't need to start drawing division lines.
I agree there. There is no reason for that. I will say this, though. For instance, when I did the San Francisco thing, it was one of the tea parties a year and a half ago or something like that, right? Code Pink's there, and Code Pink isn't just women. There's a couple guys that are into it, too. It's usually women. But this guy had a pink boa on and a big pink hat. And I got to tell you, he drew, for people that didn't know what was going on, you know, to try to talk to somebody, to try to bring them in, because there was a big tourist attraction, too, where we were in Frisco. They were trying to ride that little train thing that goes through the trolley that goes through where we were. And, I mean, they jumped all over the Code Pink guy. Oh, we're not listening to some fruitcake in a... You know, in a bonnet and a boa and blah, 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 blah. So, you know what? Yeah. I dig their activism 110%. I mean, I wish they would get a little more hardcore on the issues. I've had Code Pink at a lot of my screenings in full gear.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, from Cindy Sheehan events to anti-war events to 9/11 truth events. Look, I'm not trying to be divisive. And I would just say that, you know, Code Pink is a great organization. I would hope that people that are part of that will wake up to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Not just the corruption level, but the corruption on both ends.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to realize that, you know, while they're doing all this stuff to draw away attention, that means that we have to work harder to draw attention to what we're doing by not doing the same things. You know what I mean? We have to draw them in by showing them that, yes, I mean, they were at the end of the Fed protest. They weren't wearing pink or anything because it wasn't that protest, but they were there, you know?
No, I understand. Hey, I'm with you, dude. And like I said, a lot of Code Pink is excellent. You know, I just wish that the people at the top would get down a little bit more with the Patriot movement. I hear you loud and clear. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Leonard in New York. Leonard, what's up?
No, I was just wanted to say that like a year or two ago, you type Federal Reserve or you type high fructose corn syrup into Google a year or two ago, and you get the truth. And nowadays, you'll get debunking all the stuff and high fructose corn syrup, the sweet surprise, and
yeah, you'll get
crap.
The ads where they actually tell you that one person will go, you're giving your kids high fructose corn syrup, and the other one's like, what do you mean? Yeah, they were all over the place. Even me and my stepfather had a big conversation about that, and he looked at me and he's like, I was like insulted watching this. And then I told him, I'm like, did you hear about the Washington Post story that half of the high fructose corn syrup contains mercury? And he's like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, no,
well, it's
man.
It's good for you now. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. The heavy metals are good for our body. Dude, it's off on another level. Leonard, I got to let you go. It's the end of the show. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all the callers, but we do take calls here at the Info Warrior, and I just want to encourage people to check out all this information we're talking about for yourself. Check out the Give Act. Check out the Senate selling us out tomorrow on C-SPAN 2, 9:30 a.m. That's when they're going to be doing it. They're going to be passing this Give Act all the way through. I am the Info Warrior. The website's theinfowarrior.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Thank you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.